You're tuned into the Stellar Warden Internet Radio Station.
You're at the right place at the right time.
The NFI coming to you live from Raleigh, North Carolina.
Yo. Hold up. Wait just a minute.
On your radio.
Yo. Keep it locked right here.
Showcase fellowship inspired.
Showcase fellowship inspired.
NFI, North Carolina, Georgia, California, New York, Seattle, Washington, around the world, in studio, NFI, Radio Gospel Network, the number one quartet station in the world.
Whenever you think about the condition of our world, whenever you watch the news, whenever you read the newspaper, there's always bad news.
You're tuned into the Stellar Warden Internet Radio Station.
You're at the right place at the right time.
The NFI coming to you live from Raleigh, North Carolina.
Hold up. Wait just a minute.
It's the anointed one.
On your radio.
Yo. Keep it locked right here.
Showcase fellowship inspired.
Showcase
fellowship inspired.
You are now in the mix with the smoothest DJ on the planet.
You're listening to the anointed one.
Yeah.
How I love Jesus. We are right at 10 minutes after the hour of 11 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. Very pleasant. Good Monday morning to you. It is Veterans Day, and many of you are taking in observance of the veterans around the world. And look, those of you, wherever you are, we want to send out our love to you, your family, and all of you that served in the military. We thank God for you. There's a lot that's happening in various cities around the world. So those of you that know the post and the time of the events, please enjoy yourself. And you soldiers, don't eat too much, all right? All right. Don't eat too much. I know it's going to be plenty of food for you. I already talked to some of the brothers, and they said they're going out to eat this morning, and nobody didn't invite me. But anyway. Look, enjoy yourself, all right? Look, we've got more great gospel music for you coming your way all the way up to 8 o'clock today. And I want to thank the Chatham County Country Boy this morning as he came for playing some of the very best in gospel music around the world. And you know the country boy loved that foot stomping, toe tapping, that thigh slapping quartet music. And he's right here Mondays through Sundays from 8 a.m. to 11 a.m. I'm your host, The Anointed One, and I've got some more music for you coming your way right here today. So sit back, enjoy the music that we've got for you. And once again, if you have any questions or like to request a song, feel free to give us a call on our 24-hour hotline. That's 984-733-3977. 984-733-3977. We appreciate all of you, and look, we love you, and it ain't nothing that the enemy can do about it. Look, God bless you. Thank you. Stay safe out there. Keep on praying. Keep on believing. And keep trusting God, regardless of your situation or your circumstances that you're facing and dealing each day. There's always someone else out there worse than you. God bless you. Let's get back to more gospel music.
Your mind, 'cause you're running out of time. another day.
Mm-hmm.
I'm the head, not the tail, living heaven, not hell on earth. No weapon that forms against me shall ever prosper. If I speak to the mountain will move to the side. That I'm a child of the Most High, and I finally recognize I got bumps in the road, but I got too far to go, so I'ma
pass.
I got my stumbling blocks, but I ain't gon' stop, so I'ma
pass.
I'm breaking the chains, I'm no longer a slave, I'ma pass. I'm letting go of my past, no more holding me back, so I'ma
pass.
Just clap your way, huh? You got to go through to get to, huh? If you understand what I'm trying to say to you, right? If you have the faith and you know you're going to go through some trials and tribulations, that's the word of God. So you got to press your way through to get to. Whatever you're dealing with or you're facing, your challenges, you just can't just sit there and think it's just going to happen overnight. If you don't put nothing in it, you're not going to get anything out of it. So you got to put something in it to get something out of it. And when you have the faith to trust Jesus Christ, he said, some things come by prayer and fasting. So you got to pray. You know that's important. And those of you know that sometimes you got to go a little bit further than pray, you gotta fast. You turn your plate down, push the food aside. Begin to meditate and pray in the name of Jesus. And God will give you the strength to get through. Jesus went up to the mountaintop for 40 days, 40 nights. He fasted. Now, and think about it. When he came down from the mountaintop, he had power. Due to his power, and the enemy tried to get him while he thought he was weak, but he didn't know who the Father was. See, the enemy didn't know who Jesus' Father was. He is our Father, not only Jesus' Father, but he is our Father. Ain't that a good thing to know God is our Father. You're listening to the NFI Radio Gospel Network, Raleigh, North Carolina. We are your number one quartet and contemporary Christian station in the world. I'm your host, the Anointed One, and we are right around 23 minutes after the hour of 11 a.m. Eastern Standard Time on a wonderful Monday, November the 11th, 2024, as we honor the veterans around the world, thanking them, oh my goodness, for all they have done and doing for this country and this nation. We thank God for them, their families, and those of you that even, you know, those that served and lost their loved ones. We thank all of you because, you know, while your spouse was out there on the battlefield or your son or your daughter was out there on the battlefield and some of them are out there right now, you just took time to trust God that you would see them again. And some of you are doing that right now. And we're trusting God with you and we encourage you, don't give up. Just keep trusting God and just pray that God will cover them and protect them during the seen danger and unseen and around wherever they are, that they are covered under the blood of Jesus Christ. And they will see you again. So just keep the faith. And we thank you so much, all of you soldiers, military soldiers, Air Force soldiers, Marine soldiers. We thank all of you, ladies as well as men. Thank you. Let's get back to more music. You're listening to The Anointed One. We live from the NFI studios here in Raleigh, North Carolina.
Here's a little song that I used to hear the Pilgrim Wonder sing. Song goes something like this. Listen here. Gather around, people, and lend me a ear. I got a story you should hear. When I where my Savior lives, oh, I'm climbing
up the ladder.
Where am I?
Y'all can clap
your hands. I'm climbing
up the ladder.
Where am I? A changed feeling had come over me. I had to take each step patiently, not even knowing where I would be. But now here I am, I'm all grown up, I'm climbing up the ladder. I can almost see
I'm climbing up the ladder. Praise the Lord, everyone, and thank you for listening. I would like to take time to salute and thank all veterans on duty at this time. And those who serve for the people in the United States of America, thank you from the NFI Radio Gospel Network, Raleigh, North Carolina.
Join the NFI Radio Gospel Network with 30 Minutes Power of Prayer 2024 here on the NFI, Mondays through Thursdays, 12:30 p.m. to 1 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Power of Prayer. Men and women of God that are coming forth praying for you, this nation, and the people around the world for healing, deliverance, and setting the captives free. Don't miss us right here. The Power of Prayer Request Hotlines, Mondays through Thursdays here on the NFI Radio Gospel Network, where the breakthroughs and miracles are manifesting in this year of 2024. Join us, the Power of Prayer Request Hotlines. Dial in anytime. That's 563-999-3020. Again, that number, 563-999-3020. We'll look forward to hearing from you. The Power of Prayer Request Hotlines here on the NFI Radio Gospel Network, 12:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time.
NFI, North Carolina, Georgia, California, New York, Seattle, Washington, around the world, in studio, NFI Radio Gospel Network, the number one quartet station in the world.
When I think about all the many things that God has brought me through, when I think about how he spared my life over and over again, oh, I just want the world to know that if I die and my soul be lost, it's nobody's fault but mine. Listen, children, I want the world to know that God's been good to me. And I'm just wanting to share this message with you right here. Pray with me, please. I've had my chance, yeah. I've had my chance, yeah. If I should die and my soul be lost, I had my chance. I know it is that. Got to spell here. I've had my chance. I've had my chance.
If I should die
in my soul, Lord, I want you to know I had my chance. Yes, I have. When I was out in the world doing my own thing, my God, he kept me and blessed me. I had my chance. Don't you love my man?
to the Jordan Stream. And the Jordan River is chilly and cold. Said it chilled my body, but not my soul. I stepped in the water. I stepped in the water. I stepped in the water. Went out in that water. Went out in that water. Anybody been to the river? Anybody been baptized? Have your soul been converted? And you feel alright? Said I stepped in the water. Said I stepped in the water. Said I stepped in the water. Stepped in the water. Stepped in the water. Stepped in the water was cold. Said the water was cold. Said that water was cold. Said that water was cold. Chill my body. Anybody hear me, Lord? But Jesus found you, and you're free at last. Anybody free at last? Anybody free at last? I stepped in the water. I stepped in the water. I stepped in the water. Yeah, 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 yeah. Anybody been in the river? I done been in the river. I done been baptized. So I'm converted, and I feel alright. I feel alright. I feel alright. Feel alright. Oh, I came to tell. Carry home and make him feel good, all right? Stat, come on around, let's sing. We'll be right back.
children. Can he give y'all just a little more? I need to leave.
Gospel music at its best, and you are catching the wave on a wonderful Monday, November the 11th, 2024. I want to send out our love to all of those veterans that's out there and those that are serving our country. We thank you. We appreciate you, and we love all of you, male and female, woman and man. We thank you so much. Look, we are right at about 15 minutes to the top of the hour of 12 noon, and what a time we had thus far. Got more coming your way. Don't go anywhere. We are right here 7 days a week, Mondays through Sundays from 8 a.m. to 8 p.m. You can join us on our website at nfiradio.com. Our website, nfiradio.com. Now, in order for you to find out what the NFI Radio Gospel Network is all about, you need to go to our website or our Facebook page. Go to our website. All of the information is there. You'll see the photos of all these awesome men and women of God that are coming forth preaching the Word of God. Also, you'll see photos of our intercessory prayer warriors that's right here Mondays through Thursdays from 12:30 p.m. to 1 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And we've got our awesome woman of God, one of our prayer warriors that come forth every Monday at 12:30. She'll be here live at 12:30. I'm speaking of Apostle Janet Wooten. She'll be coming forth with intercessory prayer on today. So don't miss that. And want to remind those of you, we have started back our brand new radio talk show. And many of you remember the talk show To Beat the Odds. Well, we started it last Wednesday. And we'll on every Wednesday, To Beat the Odds, every Wednesday at 9:30 a.m. to 10:30 a.m. Eastern Standard Time with a live panel of men and women speaking on various topics each week. Every Wednesday, 9:30 a.m. to 10:30 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. And you can call in and express a comment, or if you have a question, you can call in live to ask that question, or if you, you have a comment, you can do that as well. So that number to call in and ask the question or make comment, 563-999-3020. That's 563-999-3020. Now, we have a 24-hour hotline where you can call in. If you can't reach us, call our 24-hour hotline. That is 984-733-3977. That's our 24-hour hotline. That's every Wednesday, 9:30 a.m. to 10:30 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. To Beat the Odds, talk show speaking on various topics around the world, as well as many of you need to know that's going on today in this society. All right, well, look, let's get back with more gospel music. I'm having a great time. I pray that you are as well. Thank you for catching the wave. I'm your host, the Anointed One.
I know this is a recording. Listen, but it's hard to do stuff like this when you've been through stuff I've been through. Huh? That should have took me out. But grace and mercy. often we know what grace is. We experienced grace last week. And a few weeks before that, Florence came and passed me by. Michael came and passed me by. And I got news for about 30 people that are screaming. Everything that's going to try to take you out, getting ready to pass you. You ought to give God praise. Tell them but pass me not. Oh, gentle Savior. Let me stop. No. No, it can't go down like this. Yeah. We're gonna get down. No, the world don't want to see us shout. The world want to see us sing. It don't supposed to go down like this. Pop Harvey, you taught me better than this. Wait. Hold up. Wait a minute. Let me say something. Wait, let me give it something to shout about. Well, I don't want you to dance for no reason. I was going to wait to say this, but I'm emotional today because y'all don't know what I've been through all year long. This year, I kind of lost my brother. And even my mom was under the weather. My mom, mommy, wave your hand. I know they can't see you. My mom is a churchgoer. She loved church. And because she's been under the weather, mommy, I'm going to say it. Because she's been under the weather, my mama have not been to church all year long. This is her first service back in church since the new year. She's been through all kind of tests and surgery. And my mama could have been dead and gone. But my mama made it here. And I don't know about nobody else in here. But it's God's grace that it's my birthday. And my mama did. Can we give God a praise? My mama!
my. Oh, my goodness, my goodness. What a time we are having. And look, I don't know if you all, if you could just see what we are doing here in the studio. My goodness, you're talking about some praises going up, huh? And, you know, when the praises go up, the blessings flow down. And we're praising him here in the studios. The brothers and sisters around here just shouting and praising God. You know, some of you, you wait to you get the service on Sunday where, you know, you want everybody to see you praising God. And that's where you get your praise on when you get to church on Sunday, huh? But look, I don't know about you, but for me, I praise God. It don't matter if I'm in a grocery store, wherever the presence of the anointing of the Lord comes in the present, I'm going to praise God in spite of where I'm at. I'm not ashamed to praise the Lord. I'm not ashamed of the gospel of Jesus Christ. I'm going to tell it everywhere I go, whether they hear it or not, because God's word let us know that we are to go into the hedges and the highways and share the gospel of Jesus Christ, that men may come to him, women may come to him, children may come to him, asking, what must I do to be saved? He said, repent, repent, repent. And when you repent, then you're surrendering to the Lord Christ Jesus, and you want to accept him into your heart, into your life. And when you do that, old things are passed away, and behold, all things become new. You're a new creature in Christ, and you don't do the same thing you used to do anymore. You don't even feel the same way you felt before, because guess what? You're a new creature. And when you're a new creature in Christ Jesus, the Holy Spirit will begin to arise in you, and that presence comes out of you like rivers of living waters. Come on, somebody. You all, look, I know my time. Oh, my goodness. We are right at the top of the hour, 12 noon. So that means I've got to take a pause for the call for the station ID. We'll be right back with more music. Don't go anywhere. Coming up a little later, 12:30, live. It's 30 Minutes Power of Prayer with Apostle Janet Wooten on today. So we're going to look forward for her to prayer. And you can join us also live. So go to our website or go to our Facebook page, NFI Radio Gospel Network, Raleigh, North Carolina. We'll be right back right after this.
Praise the Lord, everyone, and thank you for listening. I would like to take time to salute and thank all veterans on duty at this time. And those who serve for the people in the United States of America, thank you from the NFI Radio Gospel Network, Raleigh, North Carolina.
I want everybody to get up with this one. This is our last song. You guys been great. I hope you enjoyed yourself. Everybody, come on. Clap your hands. Come on. Everybody, come on. Let me sing my new song. Come on. I must tell Jesus about it. Come on, everybody. I must tell him all of my troubles, that I know I can't bear this burden alone. I must tell Jesus about it. Woo! One more time. I must tell Jesus about it. I must tell him all of my troubles, that I
Jesus, my Savior,
I wanna talk to you, Jesus.
My Lord,
I wanna talk to you,
everlasting
Father, to you, Jesus.
I come to you right now,
I wanna talk to you,
just to meet
you, Jesus.
As I know how,
I wanna talk to you,
there's a few things
you,
that's vexing me.
I wanna talk to you.
You told me
I wanna talk to you,
you and I have a conversation.
I wanna talk to you
whenever I need,
I wanna talk to you.
But listen, here we got deeper, killing deeper. But no reason, no reason at all. Little children, vanishing everywhere. Lord, have mercy. Lord, you told me. If my people, from all of us by name, would humble themselves and pray.
Back and now I'm finally free.
I gave my life over to Christ, he changed my life, and now I'm finally free. Don't have to carry no more weight up on my shoulders, now I'm finally free. Finally, oh yeah.
I got down on my knees.
I don't know about you, but as for me in my house, somebody said, we're going to praise the Lord, huh? Oh, my, what a time, what a time. And we have more for you. For those of you just logging in, want to welcome you and thank you for logging into the NFI Radio Gospel Network, your number one quartet and contemporary Christian station in the world. I'm your host, the Anointed One, and wow, wow, powerful song there. And I pray that someone's truly blessed by that today. Look, got more right here all day up to 8 o'clock tonight. So those of you, you can go to our website and listen in at nfiradio.com and see all of the information, the photos of the awesome men and women of God that's a part of this network. And not only that, it also lists the listening viewers that we have each day. And you'll see right up under the photos the listening numbers of the listening viewers each day. And we are right close to 170,000 listeners a day, 170,000 listeners a day. And we started back in the year of 2014 on February the 3rd. It was February the 3rd, 2014, we started. And my goodness, it was ice and snow all over the road, and it was so much ice, it lasted for about 2 weeks, and a lot of the streets were shut down, some of the major highways were shut down, and people were going to the hospital, breaking their arms and their legs, trying to get out there and walk on that ice, and that's something you don't play with, you know, and those of you know how you get out on ice and you know, those of you especially know how to play hockey, right? You know how that is. You got to know how to manage your way to be on that ice. And you see the hurricanes out there up and down from one end of the court to the other end as if it's easy, but it's not easy to get on the ice. All right? Well, look, we thank you so much. Coming up right here live, the bottom of the hour is 30 Minutes Power of Prayer. And joining us on Monday, every Monday, is Apostle Janet Wooten. She'll be coming forth with intercessory prayer. For those of you that need prayer, you can call in at 563-999-3020, or you can go to our website at nfiradio.com, and you can also go to our Facebook page at NFI Radio Gospel Network, Raleigh, North Carolina. Thank you so much, and once again, to all of the veterans, we thank God for all of you, for what you have done for this country and the people around the world. Thank you so much. Back to more gospel music.
So I'm going to sing a little song that my producer actually wrote. It basically says, Lord, I know you brought me from a mighty long way. Can we sing it? Can we sing it? Song says, Lord, I know where you brought me from
a long way.
I know you brought me from
a mighty long way.
Lord, I know where you brought me from
a long way.
I know you brought me from a
mighty long way.
Lord, I know where you brought me from
a long way.
Come on, y'all. I know you brought me from
a mighty long way.
Lord, I know where you brought me
from a long way.
Come on, I know you brought me from a
mighty long way.
Let me testify, y'all. I know that you brought me,
you brought me
from a mighty long way. You're the reason why I'm here, and I'm standing today. You've been a way maker strong. You've been a strong tower for me. And I'm so grateful, Lord, that you didn't forget about me. That's why I called you that story. Lord, I know you brought me from. Mighty, mighty, mighty long way.
Come on.
Yes, he did, huh? He brought me, huh? Brought me from a mighty long way. I'm not by myself. I know that's right. We are right at the bottom of the hour, 29 minutes after 12 noon on a wonderful Monday. It's November the 11th, 2024, as we honor the veterans around the world, thanking them for all they have shown their hands to do and blessing many of you as well as I. As we move forward each and every day in this society. We thank all of them and salute them here from the NFI Radio Gospel Network, men and women around the world. All right, well, look, she's standing by ready to come forth live. We'll be right back with Apostle Janet Wooten with 30 Minutes Power of Prayer Request Hotlines right here on the NFI Radio Gospel Network right after
Catch
this.
The Wave, all new program every Wednesday. To Beat the Odds, talk show. A program designed for you to come out of your situation that you're facing and dealing with, also to give you a spiritual insight of what God has for you, that you may walk in your destiny. To listen, live, every Wednesday at 9:30 till 10:30. With a panel of men and women who will express their viewpoint each week on the NFI Radio Gospel Network, Raleigh, North Carolina. To listen, live, call 563-999-3020 and, for any question to the panel, call 984-733-3977 or to be a guest, tune in every Wednesday at 9:30 until 10:30 Eastern Standard Time. Our website nfiradio.com or our Facebook page, NFI Radio Gospel Network, Raleigh, North Carolina. Welcome to the Power of Prayer, Request Hotline 2024. Intercessory prayer warriors, men and women of God, praying for you. Heard Monday through Thursday at 12:30 p.m. till 1 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Feel free to call in at any time at 984-733-3977 for one of our prayer warriors to pray with you on our 24-hour hotline. To listen now by phone at 12:30 p.m. call 563-999-3020. Again, to listen now, call 563-999-3020 or go to our website at nfiradio.com. Join Apostle Janet Wooten as she intercedes for you and this nation. Good afternoon.
Kingdom blessings to each and every one of you out there in NFI Radio Station listening audience. This is Apostle Dr. Janet Wooten, and we're just excited to come back with you on another Turn on the Light broadcast, another prayer session from the Turn on the Light broadcast, where we are illuminating the world with the glorious light of the gospel of Jesus Christ. And we're just thankful to God for another Monday. We want to say happy Veterans Day to each and every one of you today, and thank you for your service to our country. And we're just grateful to God for all that has been done, all that has been said, and for what you have done to secure this country, secure our safety, how you gave of your lives and the sacrifices that you made for us. And we're just grateful to God for each and every one of you on today. And so we would like to leave a word with everyone today that we pray that's a word that is spoken in season. We do apologize. Our phone was on mute earlier, but we want to make sure that we leave this word with you, even a word that I truly believe that we all need right now, even a word that I minister to my own self with everything that is going on in the world today, all the chaos and the commotion that's going on, and that spirits will be lifted, heads will be lifted back unto the hills from which cometh your help. Your help comes from the Lord, that disappointment and discouragement will be replaced with encouragement from the Lord on today. And I'm reminded of this particular passage of scripture as I was seeking the Lord and what he would have us to say to you and bring to you. And we were reminded of this particular passage of scripture, which is Isaiah 26:3, that says, "Thou wilt keep him in perfect peace whose mind is stayed on thee, because he trusteth in thee." And we talked to you on last week about trusting in the Lord. And through that trust, which comes from a relationship between yourself and our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, through that trust comes peace. And what exactly is perfect peace? Well, perfect peace signifies a state of well-being and harmony that originates from God. The repetition of the word shalom in the original Hebrew text emphasizes that it is not just ordinary peace, but something that is deeper and more profound. Here are some key points related to peace concerning the Bible. The Bible said, it says that peace is a gift from God and is connected to trust in him. And we know that this is true because when we look at John 14:27, it says, "Peace I leave with you." Jesus said, "Peace I leave with you. My peace I give unto you. Not as the world giveth, give I unto you. So let not your hearts be troubled, neither let it be afraid." And these were the words that he spoke unto his disciples when he was preparing them for his departure. And then when we look at John 16:33, Jesus speaks again that "these things have I spoken unto you, that in me you might have peace. In the world ye shall have tribulation, but be of good cheer. I have overcome the world." And so he was letting them know what to expect from the world, what to expect concerning their walk and their faith in our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. And so on today, when we look back at perfect peace, perfect peace also means a state of safety, security, and contentment. We find this to be true when we look at Philippians 4:6-9 that says, "Be careful for nothing but in everything by prayer," which we're doing today, "in supplications. With thanksgiving, let your requests be made known unto God." And then it said, "And the peace of God, which passeth all understanding, shall keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus." And then the writer goes on to say, "Finally, brethren, whatsoever things are true, whatsoever things are honest, are just, are pure, are lovely, are good report, if there be any virtue and if there be any praise, think on these things." And it said, "Those things that you have both learned and received and heard and seen in me do, and the God of peace shall be with you." And so we know that the peace of God brings on safety. The peace of God gives us, comes out of a virtue of good reports of good things. It also goes on to say that perfect peace is the result of following God's laws and having a mind stayed on him. And the next thing is it is also associated with prosperity. But when we think about peace, we're talking about a peace that comes only from God. And the reason why that the Lord can tell us about peace and why Jesus could speak about peace is because when we look back in the Old Testament, Isaiah 9:6-7, and we know that Isaiah was the eagle-eyed prophet that Saul gave prophecies about Jesus when it was 400 years away, because an eagle eyes is divided into two ways that has a film and like little windshield wipers over his eyes, and he can see his prey over 400 yards That's why he's able to swoop down in the river and pick the fish out and take it on up back into the sky. But the either our prophet Isaiah saw the coming of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, and he spoke these words in Isaiah 9:6-7, when he said, for unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given, and the government shall be upon his shoulder, and his name shall be called Wonderful Counselor, the Mighty God, the Everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace. Glory be to God. And so we know that he could say that about peace, because the peace, he was wounded for our transgression and bruised for our iniquities, and the chastisement of our peace was upon him, and with his stripes that we are healed in every area of our lives. Even when we look back at Isaiah 9 and verse number 7, it says, of the end government and peace there shall be no end upon the throne of David, upon his kingdom, to order it, to establish it with judgment and with justice from henceforth even forevermore. The zeal of the Lord of hosts will perform this. And so we know that our peace is in God, that our peace comes from God. And it is God who will maintain our peace as long as we do our part by keeping our mind stayed on him. There is not going to be any peace in the world. The world cannot give you peace. It can give you a temporary fix. Those that find themselves as alcoholic, they were looking for peace from trouble. Those that find themselves drug addicted were looking for peace because of trouble. Those that find themselves in whatever addictions they may have today, those are only temporary fixes. But if you're looking for a peace, a perfect peace, a peace that passes all understanding, a peace that keeps you calm when it seems like you should be somewhere in a corner crying your eyes out, a peace that keeps you when it seems like you should be in a padded room locked away from the world, a peace that keeps you in the mix of everything that you're going through, glory to God. If you're looking for that kind of peace, you can find that peace only in the Lord. It is him that can only give you a perfect peace whose mind is stayed on thee. Glory be to God. The Bible goes on and he says, trust in Jehovah, because in Jehovah we have perfect peace. But we have to trust in the Lord. And we have to believe that he and only he can give us that perfect peace that we're searching for. You might find temporary thrills and happiness because that's what the world offers you. That's what the enemy magnifies, the things of the world that will make it look like you will find that peace that you're searching for, but only God can give you that perfect peace, and it's a permanent peace. Oh, bless his name. Glory to God. It's a peace that don't come with a hangover. It's a peace that don't come with trouble, that doesn't come with side effects. It's a peace that passes all understanding. So Father, in the matchless and powerful name of your son Yeshua, Lord, it's once and yet again that we come before you as humble as we know how, first and foremost thanking you and praising you, God, and lifting your name up on high, for we know that your name is great and greatly to be praised. Father, we know that in the world today that there is chaos and commotion and there is trouble. But you let us know to be of good cheer, that you have overcome the world, letting us know that we can overcome anything that the world may throw at us today. As long as we keep our mind stayed on thee, that you will keep us in perfect peace. As long as we put our trust in you, you will keep us in perfect peace. Father, as long as we look to the hill from which cometh our help come from you, you will keep us in perfect peace. As long as we realize that you are a present help in trouble, you will keep us in perfect peace. That there is no other way, there is no other God, there is nothing here on this earth that we can put our faith, our trust, and our hope in but you. That you are our hope, you are our blessed assurance. Oh, bless his name. You are our reward. You are our strong tower, and we can run unto you and be safe. Oh, bless his name. So, Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, Father, we pray this day, Lord Jesus, that you will ease the troubled minds of your people, God. In the name of Jesus, Father, we ask you will soothe troubled hearts today. today, God. In the name of Jesus, oh God, Father, we ask you now that we cast out the spirit of fear, because you have not given us the spirit of fear, but a power, love, and a sound mind from the threats that come from the enemy. In the name of Jesus, oh God, there's so many threats out there. Families are afraid that they're going to lose their loved ones, and they're going to lose their children, and they're going to lose what they have been knowing at home for a long time. They fear that they're going to lose their security, that they're going to lose their financial status, that they're going to lose so many things. But Father, in the name of Jesus, we can stand on your word today, oh God. Your word that says, I have been young, now I'm old, and never have I seen the righteous, nor my seed begging bread. Your word that says that you are our shepherd, and we shall not want. Your word that says that you know what we have need of even before we ask. But if we will only seek ye first the kingdom of God and righteousness, that all things will be added unto us. Oh, bless his name. Oh, Father, your word that says that you supply all our needs according to your riches and glory, which are in Christ Jesus our Lord. Your word that says, Father, no weapon formed against us shall be able to prosper, and every tongue that rise against us in judgment shall be condemned. Father, it's you that will keep us in perfect peace in times such as these, times that try the very souls of mankind, in these perilous times that we're living in, Father, where seems like that compassion has gone, where it seems like that grace has gone, oh God. In the name of Jesus, oh Father, I'm reminded of your word that said we walk by faith and not by sight. That, Father God, that we are all saved by grace. Nothing that we've done of ourselves, but it is the gift that comes from you, oh God. In the name of Jesus, Lord, help us to extend grace to somebody else, oh God. Help us, Father God, the church, the body of believers, those that are naming your name, that are saying that they are Christians, oh God. Help us, Father, to regain our compassion, oh God, remembering where you brought us from and how you kept us, God. In the name of Jesus, oh God, in times when people didn't think that we should be here, in times, Father, in the name of Jesus, oh God, that sometimes even now that people are saying, why don't you go back where you came from? But Father, in the name of Jesus, help us, God, to extend grace, oh God. Help us, God, to have compassion. Help us, Father, to show forth love that men might know that we are your disciples, in the name of Jesus. Help us to prepare as the body of Christ that speaks to that man, that woman, that boy, that girl, that child, oh God, the gospel of Jesus Christ, oh God, that's able, the unadulterated word of God, the engrafted word is able to save men's souls. Help us today, Father, because, Father, we need your help, Lord. Father, there's so many things that's going on. There's so many things that seems like we're going backwards instead of forward, oh, God. There's so much confusion, oh, God. But we know that you're not the author of confusion, but you are the author and the finisher of our faith. Help us, Father, in the name of Jesus, to know who is our brother. In the name of Jesus, those that do the will of my Father, that's what you said, God. Those are my brothers that do the will of my Father, in the name of Jesus. But Lord, help us, Father, to be true witnesses of the goodness of you, Lord Jesus, of your love, God, of your saving grace, of your strong right hand, in the name of Jesus. And help us to let somebody else know, God, about our kinsman redeemer, in the name of Jesus, about the one that has redeemed our souls from the pits of hell, our souls from destruction, and has satisfied our mouths with good things, so that our youth is renewed like the eagles, the one that healeth all our sickness and our diseases, in the name of Jesus, the one that can put the pieces back together of a broken heart, God, in the name of Jesus, oh God, the one that comes to the ease of troubled mind, oh God, in the name of Jesus, the one that can give us stability, in the name of Jesus, in an unstable world, the one that can is the light in the mix of darkness and can speak life and give us eternal life, oh God, in the name of Jesus, in a dying world. Help us today, Father, to know that we can have peace, oh God, in the midst of it all, that out of the ashes, oh God, that we will rise again, oh God, in the name of Jesus, oh God. And Father, that you will and you can keep us in perfect peace, oh God. Father God, we stop looking to the left and to the right, oh God, and we shut out all of the negativity that we're hearing in the world today, oh God. And Father God, and keep our minds stayed on thee, stayed in your word, oh God. Stayed in fasting and prayer, oh God. Because, Father, we know that you're able to overturn, and boomerang back to the enemy everything that he sends out against your people, oh God. In the name of Jesus, that Father, we serve a God that cares for us, oh God. We serve a God that has opened up a way that we could come boldly to the throne of grace to obtain mercy in our time of need, oh God. Father, we pray peace right now, God. We speak peace. We decree and declare it, God, in the name of Jesus. Just like Jesus, when the storm and the rain was raging against the boat, and he stepped out and said, peace be still, in the name of Jesus. And everything came subject to his voice. It came subject to his authority. It came subject to the name of Jesus, Lord. Father, we call on you now, Jesus. Help us, Jesus. Thou son of David, have mercy on us today. In the name of Jesus, God. Help us, Father. Lord, we've been in this wilderness too long. We've been going around this mountain too long, God. In the name of Jesus, and we call on you, Jesus. Oh, God, dispatch your angels on assignment to lead us and guide us in a direction you will have us to go. In the name of Jesus, angels that will minister unto us, oh God, in such a time as this, God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, then we thank you for your word today that put us in remembrance that peace comes from you, that it is a gift of you, in the name of Jesus, that it goes along with the gift of salvation, in the name of Jesus, oh God. That, Father, you have given us everything we need that pertains to this life, oh God. Oh, God, to live this life, to live holy, to walk upright before a dying world, God, in the name of Jesus, Lord. That, Father, you are our peace. You are our peace, oh, God. Help us, Father, to find that man, that woman, that boy, that girl, oh, God, to go to the shelters, to go to the homeless, to go to your people, God, wherever they may be, God. And, Father, let them know that you are our peace. In such a time as this, oh God, that let their heads be lifted up, oh God, and the feeble knees be strengthened, oh God, that they will lift up holy hands, oh God, that they will lift their eyes to you, God, and they will surrender their will unto you, God, in order to have this perfect peace, oh God, that they will surrender their will, they will surrender their life, they will surrender their all unto you this day, God, in the name of Jesus. Jesus, we pray for salvation. We pray for healing and deliverance, oh God, of the United States of America, of the world, oh God, of every man, woman, boy, girl, and child that don't know you in the pardoning of their sins, oh God, and those that do know you, God, we put them in remembrance, oh God, that we are saved by grace. In the name of Jesus, oh God, not of the goodness of our own, because our goodness is as filthy rags. In the name of Jesus, oh God, that you brought us all from somewhere, oh God. In the name of Jesus, oh God, you brought us all up out of muck and the miry clay, that you sent your son Jesus, that he died so that whosoever will, Hayataboshanda, believe, shall not perish. In the name of Jesus, and there's no race, no ethnicity. There is nothing tied to that, oh God. It's all contingent upon our belief in you, and we furnish you a life that we live holy, that we keep your word, and we keep your commandments, and you will keep us in perfect peace, oh God. In the name of Jesus, oh God, and even though we're in the world, we're not of the world, oh God, that we must raise a standard, and we must live that standard, oh God, in the name of Jesus, oh God. But Lord, the main thing is we must show forth your love. Father God, as we're upholding the bloodstained banner, we must show compassion in the name of Jesus as we're living holy, oh God, as we're raising the standard, oh God, in the name of Jesus, oh God. Oh, Baba Shata Robo Sekebusha. in the name of Jesus, God. We must follow Jesus' example in the name of Jesus, oh God. In the name of Jesus, Lord, God, you said in your word, God, that, Father God, our speech need to be seasoned with grace. You said in your word, oh God, that a brother offender is harder to gain. In the name of Jesus, oh God. So, Father, let us go with love in our heart and on our minds and in our lips, oh God. Let us go with compassion in the name of Jesus, oh God. Oboshata, to that one, oh God, whose head is bowed down, that one, oh God, oh Father God, that's rubbing their head, oh God, that's got their head in their hands, saying, what must I do? What do I do now? I don't know what to do. Whose back is up against the wall? That, Father, they will surrender their will unto you today, Lord. In the name of Jesus, that the body of Christ, oh God, that, Father, that we go in remembrance, oh God, of where you brought us from, God. In the name of Jesus, grace, compassion, and love, oh God. Forgiveness in the name of Jesus, oh God. Unconditional love, oh God. In the name of Jesus, you spoke the truth with love, oh God. In the name of Jesus, through prayer and fasting and supplication, oh God, help us to remember, oh God, that we got to extend the olive branch, oh God. Help us to remember, oh God, how we have to give the word, oh God, in the name of Jesus. And Father, we thank you now. We praise you now, Lord. We glorify you now. And we thank you for every veteran, oh God, for their years of service, oh God, for their sacrifices. In the name of Jesus, oh God. Father, we thank you now, Lord. We praise you now, Lord. And Lord, we love you. And Lord, we say, help us, Lord. Help us, Father. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. Amen.
This song goes out to aspiring gospel artists everywhere. But because the Williams Singers is a quartet group, we want to send out a special dedication to our fellow quartet laborers. And in doing so, we pay tribute to those who paved the way for us. Listen.
There's a few things that I won't try to explain. Maybe it'll help you along while you're doing this singing thing. Listen, there's a whole lot of singers trying to be like Tommy Ellison saying,
I've got that Holy Ghost.
But when the promoter ain't got all your money, your Holy Ghost start looking funny. Some of the things to you, but it took some bad times for Willie Banks and the Messenger to let us all know that
God is still in charge.
Ooh-wee. Can I tell you how I know? Because I've been in the storm. But it was a long wheel for me to go through some of the things I've been through. I had to be broke, I had to be molded, but I finally found out that it wasn't about me. So just think, honey, I'm gonna
give it all to you.
But there's another thing you gotta look out for. Just 'cause you decided you were gonna do it the right way. Hey,
then I tell you just like the Southern man said,
that the only time that you should look down on a man is when you're picking him up. Oh, sweep around your own front door.
Oh, so now you know the deal. The Lord is looking for singers who are gonna be real. That you got a choice to make, so I wanna ask you,
tell me what road would you take?
Catching the Wave in HD2 sound with tight acoustic bass.
have mercy. Hallelujah. You know, I like the new songs and the way they sing them. There's something about those old songs that kind of put chill bumps on your arms. You know what I'm talking about. I remember my auntie a long time ago. She loved those old songs. And she would get up, but her name was Elvira Smith. But in church they called her Fireball. Fireball got up and she walked towards the pulpit, and everybody would stand up and they begin to gather around Fireball because they know they had a treat coming. You see, Fireball had a special song she was singing. And she would say words like this. You know what she said? Give me that old time religion. That's what Bob always said. Give me that old time religion. She said, please, please, give me that old time religion. She said, you know what, children? It's good enough. It's good enough. It's good enough for me. And she stood there and she wrung her hands. She said, it was good for my mother. She said, Lord, it was good. It was good. It was good for my father. I know. It was good. It was good for my mother and my father. And y'all know what? It's good enough. It's good enough. It was good enough. It's good enough for me. She said, wait a minute. It will save you. It will save you when this world is on fire. She said, it will save you. It will save you when this world is on fire. Oh, it will save you. When this world is on fire. And I know it's good. It's good enough for me. Please give me that old time religion. She said, I can't do without it. She said, give me that old time religion. I don't need nothing else but that. I know it's good. It's good enough. One thing you do for me, it makes me clap my hand. It makes me cry sometimes. It makes me shout. It makes me run. It's good enough. It's good enough for me. It's good enough for me. It makes me treat my friends right.
y'all remember this is how we used to have church back in the day. Everybody would get involved. Yeah. Listen, me and the Williams singers want to let you know something on tonight.
Just let me tell you what we need to do.
We'll be right back with more great gospel music right after the station ID.
Coming to you live from Raleigh, North Carolina, in the studios of the NFI Gospel Radio Network.
tell you this. Oh, I found a love. I found a love. Oh, yes. I found a love. Can anybody say NG? Yeah, you know what I'm talking about.
am Joyce Guthrie. You are listening to the number one quartet station in the world, the NFI Radio Gospel Network.
Catch the wave on the NFI. The wave in HD2 sound with tight acoustic bass.
trust in you to hear my yes and lead me on. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. My life.
I'll just say. We're coming out of the closet in HD2 sound with tight acoustic bass.
Oh, Catch the Wave on the NFI, coming to you live from Raleigh, North.